The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading of Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. The Lord God protected Adam and Eve when he removed them from the Garden of Eden and prevented them from going back in after their sin, their original sin of disobedience. The Lord God protected Cain when he placed a mark on him so that no one who found him would kill him. And certainly, the Lord God protected Noah and his family during the rains and the flood in the Lord's ark that Noah built according to God's word. And to be sure, the Lord protects you and surrounds you, his saints, with his grace in the water, word, and faith of holy baptism and the sacrament of the altar, soothing medicine for body and for soul. But you know, the old Adam, the old sin-filled flesh used by its director, Satan, has convinced you and me that we can protect ourselves. We can pick ourselves up by our bootstraps. We can think positively. We can get a handle on these things that happen in our lives. But Satan would rather have us go to the dark side of his life. But what else does he have to offer? Protection? Protect yourself with astrological horoscopes? I was really kind of freaked out yesterday eating breakfast with my 85-year-old mother. And she says, "You know what I'm going to do today?" I said, "Well, my stepfather's in the hospital. I'm visit him some more." No, I think I'm going to check my horoscope." Whoa! Protect yourself with this New Age pantheism, you know, the circle of life. Protect yourself with why good things happen to bad people, or why bad things happen to good people. Or protect yourself, of course, with, now has been out and published, one of the most influential women of the world, Oprah Winfrey Ministries. Protect yourself with a thank offering to Benny Hinn, who will then, of course, give you a vial of water from the River Jordan that is going to protect you. Or protect yourself, save yourself from all the vicissitudes of life, all the things that are impinging on you here at Concordia Seminary and in your life, by believing, of course, that you are God's gift to mankind, and that what else could your peers do without you in the Holy Christian Church on earth? As the psalmist writes about those who turn their back on Yahweh and see a fulfilling life, so the ends are justified by the means. Yahweh has no time for those who want to sit around the campfires of Satan. Sin is sin. It accuses. Yahweh will not protect them that surrounded by Satan and his lies of half-truths. And to be sure, on that judgment day, that day, they will be cast into hell where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And in the parish and on this campus at Concordia Seminary, we all see, myself included, those who want to serve God and mammon. But a Christian's life, it's not either or. It's in Christ, the author and perfecter of faith. The psalmist assures all who have been given this God-given trust in Yahweh will stand forever. The standing like Mount Zion is God's work of his grace. Yahweh's all around you. In baptism, in the Holy Supper, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, and your body is the temple of his spirit. The faith that he has given to you holds to he who was raised for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the goodness and grace of Yahweh that he constantly gives to us. Not only shows you in the Christ of Calvary and the empty tomb, but also gives freely to you, as the psalmist writes, his peace be unto you, O Israel. And St. Paul writes, you know, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. So in Christ, we stand firm. This God in Christ has taken the crooked, sin-filled paths of our lives and made them straight by his suffering, by his death, by his resurrection for our justification. This is the most perfect protection gospel given to you by his grace. Amen.